What was the first car that you ever owned?
1939 Plymouth.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe it in detail, the entire car?
It was a four-door sedan, silver gray. That's about it. It was just a car.
On the inside of it, what kinds of instruments and convenience things did you have?
Well, just the usual speedometer and a gas gauge and a radio. Mm-hmm. Wasn't a lot of fancy stuff on a 1939 automobile.
Did you have a place where you could put maps and things to your right?
Yeah, I had a glove compartment in there.
And where was the speedometer at? Was it just
in the dashboard? Mm-hmm. Right.
And what would you call, or where was something, that you, what did you use to shift gears?
The gear shift was, let's see, that was on the steering wheel, mm-hmm. Under the steering wheel.
What would be the names of some current gear shifts, if they're on the column or if they're on the floor?
Stick shift, four on the floor.
Would there be different kinds of sticks if it had maybe three gears? What would you call that?
Standard transmission.
Where would you keep your spare tire?
In the trunk.
Around in residential streets, sometimes they have these humps that you hit sometimes, and they kind of jar your teeth a little bit. And what would you call those?
Speed humps, speed bumps.
Would you ever hear them called anything else?
No.
What might you put your foot on to make your car go faster?
The accelerator, gas pedal.
Where would you keep your spare tire?
In the trunk.
What might you wrap around several maps or something to keep them together?
Rubber band.
Would you ever hear it called anything?
An elastic band.
If you just have a couple of sheets, you might put a little metal thing.
Paper clip.
Would you ever hear that called anything else?
No.
What kinds of equipment would the fire department have?
Hose, ladders, picks, shovels, axes.
And
pumps.
What kinds of pumps would they have? Or what would a pump be?
A water pump water.
What would you call the truck that carries the water?
Tank truck.
And the other trucks would be called